you know you're in the power of death, because Satan tried to make me have a handicap. I'm not claiming that either. Amen. But I want to speak to you, and I want to talk about I want to talk about Christmas chaos versus Christmas peace. The chaos, if you want to put it another way, the chaos of Christmas versus the peace of Christmas. Bow your heads and pray. Father, we thank you right now for your grace and your mercy. I want to thank you for using me, Lord God. I want to thank you for this privilege. I want to thank you what I would call the golden opportunity, sir. You've been so good, and I thank you for it. Lord, we ask now that you would search our hearts, and whatever you find that is not pleasing in your sight, God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you remove it right now. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. The whole entire church said,
Amen.
The Christmas chaos versus Christmas calm. I don't want to say this to us, but we've heard it so often, Ms. Allen, we've heard it so many times, but we don't pay attention to it, Patrick. We don't pay attention to what I am about to say. We often say that Jesus is the reason for the season. We say that. I believe it's now time to call that a religious cliche. We say that he's the reason for the season. But is he really the reason for the city? Excuse me, the reason for the season in our mind? Is he really the reason? This time of the year, is Jesus really the reason? Is he really the reason? Everything that you see going on now, is Jesus the reason for it? Now, all the chaos. Because that's what you see now, chaos. I was riding up Washington Road yesterday, and Minister Allen, there's traffic, folk having accidents. The shopping stores and malls are just crowded. There's so much congestion. People are running into one another. Everybody's trying to get that last minute item, that last minute gift. Everybody's trying to find that perfect gift for that perfect somebody. Amen. I don't know who that somebody will be. Amen. But we spending money. We got debt. We don't have debt. We don't ask the Lord that January 1st help me pay off this debt. We're going to stop paying our tithes and our offering and all this kind of stuff because we done ran up credit cards and we done got Christmas bonuses that we could have actually used on a bill. Amen. Come on, somebody. We've done all of those things that we've spent. We bought new clothing. We've done all of those things, but for what? The more Christmas comes about, the more chaos we find. I asked the Lord, I said, is this what it's supposed to be? All of the chaos? All of the hustle, all of the, is this what it's supposed to be like? What about those people who don't have money to get that gift? What about that little child who is struggling, the parent is trying to find money to even get the child school clothing or clothing, period. Is this what it's supposed to be? When we talk about Jesus is the reason for the season, because I'm going to tell you something. I ain't spent but a few dollars. The rest I gave it to the Lord. Come on, somebody. That's the reason. Because at the end of the day, when the money is spent, the wrapping paper is in the trash. Lord have mercy. And merchants have become wealthy as a result of you and I. When the person you bought that most expensive gift for let you down, what was it worth? Well, be careful right here, because I don't know nobody that I'm talking about. Amen? I'm going to do like my father in the ministry, Sam Davis. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. But what is it all for? At the end of the day, you can't buy a big enough gift to make four of you. It's not what he intended. It's chaos. It's chaotic. On Christmas Day, you got folk, Frankie, that are mad because they didn't get what they think they should have gotten. You got people that are discouraged and depressed because they didn't get what they think they should have gotten. You got folk that will wake up tomorrow morning instead of saying, Lord, I want to thank you for a brand new day. They wake up looking for that gift. They wake up looking for that special gift. And if they don't have that special gift, then their day goes sour. I just don't believe that's what Jesus had in mind. Merry Christmas. It's chaotic. Every day, by the way, ought to be a day of Thanksgiving. But we have not read. We're looking fabulous and we're looking good. But I just raised the question, what does Jesus have to do with all of this? I'm thinking about that child now. I'm thinking about that child who will wake up tomorrow and not as fortunate as you and I. I'm thinking about that family that won't have what you and I will have. I'm thinking about that family that won't have the food that you and I perhaps will sit up tomorrow and eat. I believe that's what Jesus had in mind. But you and I, we're so selfish. We go about and we do what we want to do and we forget about that less fortunate person. We forget about the person in need. We forget. Sometimes it's not about a gift. Sometimes it's about, let me just tell you, God loves you. Regardless of what life brought you with, God loves you. God respects you. God honors you. God wants you to be his and he wants to be yours. But instead, we try to buy our way. And you know, sometimes, Sister Joe, we have this thing about us where we feel like because of our status, we have certain gifts that we have to purchase. Because of who I am, I can't get anything less than this. Because folks see me as this kind of person. And I got to get this kind of gift because of who I am. I feel sorry for such a person that's going to have a miserable life. Because when you're trying to keep up with a certain status, and when you're trying to do something that God has called, I'm giving a help to them. And when you're trying to do something that God has not called you to be, you may have a little happiness right now, but I declare, wait till tomorrow. Because God never intended for us to compromise who we are because we want to please somebody on Christmas. God never intended for us to spend our whole check on somebody and some folk when we got bills to pay. He never intended for Christmas to be that way. You can't make folk love you if it's not in the heart. I don't care if you went by a Rolls Royce. They're not going to love you because unconditionally. They'll love the Rolls Royce and I'll cuss you out the moment you do something. Walk out from you and call you everything but a child of God. I want to tell you what the pastor knows because I've been there. I used to live that way trying to please folks and buy this and buy that. All of me turned around and said, you're nothing and I'm nobody. But I declare before God today that if Jesus be my help, if I wake up on tomorrow, if I'm in my right mind, I will say, Lord, thank you. Whether I get a gift or not, I thank the Lord because it's not about what you give me. You do not break my feelings because you don't buy me anything. I got a God. That no man can take from you. It's a gift. that no man can give to you. Man can tell you how to get it, but they can't give it to you. Come on, somebody. I hope this blesses somebody. Because somebody will wake up tomorrow feeling by yourself. Because you don't have a certain gift. But go to bed tonight with Jesus. Get up tomorrow morning with Jesus. And if you get up tomorrow morning with Jesus, whether you got something under the tree or not, I can hear the old patriarch say, well, with my soul. Yes. Lorenzo, you hear me? Yeah, brother, you hear me? Understand that it is not about that. Here's the chaotic part. Mary took, Joseph took his ex-spouse wife. The Bible says she was great with a child. She was appointed to the feet of giving birth. Now that's not a scripture to support unmarital sex. She's a spouse. So Sherrod, this is what happened. The chaotic part was they had no place to sleep. Come on. To me, that was the chaotic part. She had no place to stay. I'm trying to say this without tearing up again. Not only did they have no place to stay, but the angels went and told the shepherds who were out by themselves, watching over their flock by night. The angels appeared to them, and they were fearful. That's chaotic. Not only that. I wondered in my mind, I said, Lord, look like somebody would have given up their room.
Come on. Yes.
Look like somebody would have given up their room and allowed Jesus and the mom to have a comfortable place.
Yes.
I'm not talking about Joseph. Joseph's a man. He finds his way. But this woman is carrying his child. It bothered me. That's chaotic. It bothered me. So it looked like somebody would say, look, take my room for the night. Now come on. I'll stay outside. Mm. Can I tell you something? We don't have that kind of stuff today. But when I started getting depressed over it, as I was riding, Brother Garnett, when tears began to roll down my face, because I put my mother there as if it was my mom carrying me. I put myself there. And I would have wanted her to be comfortable. But as I was having my moment, Jesus said something to me. He says, Carter, you gotta understand something. I appreciate your compassion and your love, but you gotta understand something. You got to go back and read what I told you in John. My son was considered a lamb of God.
Come on.
And lambs are not born in hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thank you for your compassion, but he's a lamb of God. He needs to be in a stable.
Come on now.
It might look like to the human mind, that this is a bad deal. But notice what John said about my son. Behold, the Lamb of God. Which taketh away the sin of the world. He had to be born outside. Because the world is in a mess. And he came to take away the sin out of the world. In the world outside. Seems to be chaotic. But here's the reality. Here's the peace. Here's the calm. When Jesus was born, the angels went back and told the shepherds, you shall find him wrapped in swaddling clothes. They began to rejoice. Point number
one, Christmas is a time to rejoice, not to be sad. Not only that, when they went to see Jesus, and when they began to rejoice, and they went back, they had a different mindset than they had prior to it. Because remember, when the angels first told them, they were afraid. Chaos. But after Jesus was born, look at him bring peace. Fear is gone now. See, if I can ever get us to understand that Christmas is a time of calm, a time of peace. You don't have any business being upset on Christmas. Because there was a Savior that was born. So while I'm not saying he was born on December 25th. No. But whatever that your Christmas is, you need to think about your Savior.
That's right.
And your Savior, just at the thought of him, ought to bring you some joy.
Yes.
Can I tell you something? When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, notice what the angel said. The angel says, peace, goodwill to all men.
Amen.
To all men. Is that what we have today?
No,
we have chaos. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. You can have peace when everything is chaotic around you. Even though he was in a stable, but there was still peace. The angel said, peace, I bring you, watch this, good tidings. I didn't bring you a gift. I didn't bring you money. I didn't bring you this. I bring you good tidings. I bring you something from Jesus. And unto you this day, unto you, somebody say me. Unto you this day, in the city of David,